We're up to the Vava Maralef, the Gemara, right in the middle of the page. So Bar Poda holds that a Nazir is 29 days, but the Rabbanon said, we'd like you to bring a Kabbanah's 31st, in case you say 30 days, so therefore you do 31st, Gzeira. And Ramasna said, no, 30 days, but the reason why B'dayevet, if you bring it on the third day, Bar Poda says, you don't say Mixas Hayem Kekula, you don't say part of the day is good enough. So the fact that the Mishnah says you're allowed to bring it on the 30th day proves that the, really the period of Nazir is only 29 days. But Master says, no, Nazir is 30 days, but Mixas Hayem Kekula, so the 30th day you can
just
bring
it.
Just get away with it. Yeah. We're right in the middle of the 6 lines from the bottom, 7 lines, where it says, Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah... We learned in the Mishnah, Im Gilach, if you shaved Yoim Shishim Chaserecha, the day number 59, you took on yourself 2 Naziris, and you have it? You will find it. Yeah. The last 2 lines on the page. Very end, you see? Tanan, we learned Im Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad, you took upon yourself 2 Nazirus, and if you shaved your head on the 59th day, Yotza, you've fulfilled 2 Nazirus. Why? She Yom Shloshim. In other words, the first 30 days, the 30th day is part considered the 30th day of the 30 days, and it's also the first day of the next set of 30 days. So therefore, the next set, the 30th day, which is day number 59 from the beginning. Now, comes out clearly from here that the reason why the 30... Now remember, Bar Poda does not believe in this Mixas Hayayim Kekule. Bar Poda believes a Naziris is 29 days. So according to Bar Poda, it's very simple why you're allowed to take a haircut the 59th day. But not because...
The 58th day also.
Yeah, but not because the first day is the last day of the first and the first day of the second. He doesn't hold of that you can divide a day in half. But he does hold that all it is 29 days. So you did finish 29 days. Day number 30 is day number 1. And you move on. He doesn't believe in Mixas Hayom Kekula. So day number 59, Day number 59, it can't be 58. Day number 59.
No, 59, you're mutter. Because
so day number 30 is post the first 29 days. It's in the morning, you take a haircut. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you start your new Nazidus. 29 days, 30 days. So according to it would make sense, except the Mishnah says the reason why you're allowed to, because day number 30 counts as your last day of the first Nazirus. That means you really need 30 days Nazirus. That's not like Bar Poda, that's like Bar Masna, who says you need 30 days, but Mikzah Yanke Kulay. So Bishlem, that Masna Nicha makes sense. El Bar Poda Lamali, why do you need to give me such cheshbin that the day number 30 counts above? He holds a chatchil, it's only 29 days. Amalach will tell you, this is where I take a learn from. This is where I learn from Rashi. So now, how do I not know 29 days from this Mishnah? Now we learn. He says, the Ein Nazidus Parchas Mishloishim. The Master says a minimum of 30 days. Mishmachi Kinitma B'Yom Shloishim. If you became Tabit on the 30th day. That's the next piece of Gemara. Sorry. The Rashi above that. Amlok Ba'Poda. But Poda said, but 10 lines above the white lines. How do you think I can know that Nazir is only 29 days? It's wild. Everybody says 30. I said 29. Where did I get it from? From this very Mishnah. We see clearly the Tani says, Im Gilach Yem Shishi Chosrach, day number 59, Yotze you are Yotze. Why? Sheyim Shloishim, the 30th day, Oyle Loimin Haminyan. The 30th day is the last of the first 30 and the beginning of the next 30. Umshum the bitchila in the beginning. Kigilach b'yom shloishim. So you took a haircut on day number 30. Oy lekan lekan. So in the morning you took a haircut. That's the if you completed your first nazidus, and then you start the next one. Since I don't hold the mix of the anchor kulay, so why taka you yaitse the first nazidus? L'chayi took a haircut on the 30th day, and I don't believe in mix of the anchor kulay. There's only one possible explanation. You don't need to be 30 days in nazir. How long is in nazidus? 29 days. That's my raya, because I don't hold Mixing Kula and day number 30 is valid for my Nazir. It must be that Nazir is over already, because 29 days is a Sachakul. The Loy Mushun Namin Mixing Kula, because Mixing Yem. The Nasik Kemisha Gilach Yem Shloshim Echad, as if you completed the whole thing. Alma, the Stam, Nazir is Lahavil Chavtes, must be that Nazir is only 29 days. Therefore, I said before, I said, even though we want you to do day number 31, because like Zayda, Sheim Gilach, but Yem Lamed Yotze, that if you take a on day number 30, you Yotze, because all you need is 29 days. I will time of the Hamas Nisan Lahavik the Amrit, not because the way you learned, you understood that the day number 30 is mixing and cooling. No, day number 30 is because it's over the 29 days. So in the morning you took your haircut, not because this is day number 30 and it's part of the day. No, because you completed your Naziris yesterday and now you just do what you have to do and then you can start a new one. Tonight we learned another Mishnah.
Hagam that it's a mitzvah when he completes his Naziris, does it have to be on that day?
Immediately, as soon as possible. We had before in the Dorah about Bal Ta'acher. We don't want to delay. Tommy learned. Misha Amar, if a guy says, Hareini Nazir, guy shall be a Nazir. Nitma Yem Shleishim, he became the Tameh on the 30th day. So he said, Hakol. Now remember like this. According to Bar Poda, how many days are you a Nazir? 29. Let's say you're supposed to ideally bring a carbon day number 31. But if day number 30, when you're just in the hiatus, and you become Tamei, you don't have to start counting again 30 days because you already finished Naziris. But you need to bring Kabbanis, but on day number 31, but you can't, you're Tamei, so you got to wait 7 days till you get out of this Tumah, and then you bring it Kabbanis. So all you need to do is count another 7 days. But according to Rav Masna, he says that your Naziris is 30 days. If day number 30 you became Tamei, you cancel, you got to start all over again. Now what does this Mishnah say? Misha Amar Hareini Nozer, guys let me Nozer, V'nitma Yom Shleishim, you became Tamei day 30. What does it say here? So he says, Hakoil, you got to start again. That means your Naziris is 30 days long. It's B'yishleim L'Rav Masna Nicha Masna, I understand, because he says Naziris is 30 days long. El Bar Poder Kasha, got a problem to Bar Poder, because he holds that Naziris is only 29 days, so why cancel the whole bit? Amalach Bar Pod will answer you. Ema Seifa. Look at the end of that Mishnah, and the end of the Mishnah proves like me how. It says, the Mishnah brings another opinion, Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Lezer say? Einu Soiser El Shiva. Rabbi Lezer says that all it cancels is 7 days. Now tell me, if Bar Masna is right, from Rabbi Lezer, you clearly see that I'm right. Because if Bar Masna is right that your Naziris is 30 days and day number 30 became Tamei, what should you have to do? Start again from the beginning. Why only delay by 7 days? Is a raya, you already completed your Naziris yesterday, and all you're doing now is you got to wait 7 more days because you became Tamei before you can bring your Kabbanis. It's a proof to me. So Rabbi Lezer never holds like me. The question is, what about the beginning of the Mishnah? So again, Eima Sefer, look at the end. Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, Einu Seisra, L'Shiva, or you cancel the 7 days. Now, the Eis, Al-Kadatr, Shleisha, Be'inan, if you can hold like by Master. That why? That Naziris is 30 days. Be'inan, Nistakulu, then L'Chayde, you have to cancel. Then why would Rabbi Lezer say only 7 days, entire 30 days? So Zaraya, Rabbi Lezer definitely holds like me. Now we got to work out the first part, Rashi, top of the page. We'll just do the first part. Amalach Rabbi Poda, Eimah Seifa. Rabbi Lezer, Eimah, and he says, Zayin, Keneged Oysen Yomim, why you need another 7? We don't cancel the Naziris, but we need 7, because the 7 days, Shemoyne Behen, Shlishi, Ushvi, Machmas Tumah. You have to count 7 days to get out of Tumah. Now, the Yis, Al-Kadat, Ibn Shlishi, you can follow up, Master, you need 30 days. You can actually 3 lines on top. Then Nista Kulu, why don't we cancel the entire 30 days? Elala must be the Ein Ikin Naziris. According to Rabbi Lezer, at least Elachav Tesiyim Naziris are in 29 days. Come day number 3, you're going to tell me your Naziris is perfect. The only reason why you got to wait 7 days is because of another reason, and that is because you're Tamei. Well, my time at Rabbi Lezer, the Amad Seisazayim. What's the reason Rabbi Lezer says that? Why do you cancel only 7? Mishum Tzadich Legalech. Because when you take a haircut, La'acha Shehiza Olav Shlishi Shvi. First, you got to get out of your tumah before we can do the rest. So therefore, you got to wait 7 days. Machmas tumah can refash bekro, like it says in the pasuk, Bayoyim Hashvini Shvi Yegalchenu, on the 7th day you shave. Uvedinu, the din is the Ein Tzadich Listam Hen Klum. The truth of the matter is, the Naziris has not been touched. Shadi Avru Olav Choftes Yoyim Betada. You completed your 29 days. Ela Mishum Da Hashta now. Nizgaleh Chala Tumah. It's only because now you took a haircut. Because the Tumah, the Kimlu Rabban. Rabban have a rule. The Ein Seer Mizgadlum. Now you're taking a haircut because you have to wait after Tumah. The rabbis have a rule that here you cannot give a haircut unless it had 7 days of growth. The Ein Seer Mizgadlum. You, hair does not grow long enough. Kedei lock of roisha shalzeh betzadikada shalzeh. That the hair you can bend it back towards its, you know, it should be long enough that you can bend it back to its root. Bepachas mezayin 7 days. Ulahachem Rabbi Lezer the tzodesh says zayin. He says you got to You got to wait 7 days, and then you count another 7 days. Because what happens after you become tameh? After you become tameh, right? You have to get out of your tumah. But when you get out of your tumah, that takes 7 days. But this is what Rashi is learning. Interesting pshat. After you finish 7 days, you get out of tumah. You got to take a haircut for that. But now, what about the haircut for the naziris?
So you have to wait 7 days. To
wait another 7 days. So when we say here wait 7 days, we mean apart in addition to the 7 days of tumah, another 7 days to get your hair growing, take a haircut.
My hair after 7 days, I don't know if there's enough there to cut.
This will explain later on in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer, yeah. So that's the difference. Rabbi Lezer definitely agrees with me. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara.
So that's Bar Podor. Says Rabbi Lezer agrees. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to answer? So if it's a faket for Rabbi Lezer, you say it ayat to me. It must be 29 days, and that's right. So he must say, no. Kesav, that's not Raya. But our master answers back, you cannot bring a Raya from the Sefer. Why? Because Kesav, Rabbi Lezer, the opinion that Mitzayim Kekulahi. That you know why? He holds a 30th day. If he become Tameh, he doesn't cancel the entire 30 days. You know why? Because you 1 hour into the day, you already finish your Naziris. So even though you didn't do anything about to finish it, you already Yotzi your Naziris. So an hour later in the day, you become Tameh, he doesn't cancel the whole thing. That's why he says only 7 days. Not because the whole Nazir is 29. Nazir is 30, but part. Mitzayim Kekulei. Remember, the one who holds Nazir is 30 days believes in Mitzayim Kekulei. The one who holds 29 days does not believe in Mitzayim Kekulei. Okay. So according to Rav Masna, both opinions, the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer both agree that Nazir is 30 days. But Rabbi Lezer holds Mitzayim Kekulei. Yeah. Back to the Gemara. Tonight we learned another Mishnah. Hareini Nazir. We're going to learn later on. The minimum is 30 days, but there's no maximum. You can say, I'll be a Nazir for 100 days. So what happened? You said, Hareini Nazir Meyam. I'll be a Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yoim Mey. It became Tommy on the 100th day. So he said, Esakel. What happens? You got to start all over again. According to everybody. Because when you say 100 days, you meant 100 complete days. So 100 complete days, everyone agrees, means you got to keep it 100 complete days. Now, what happened on the very final day you became Tameh, you got to start all over again. Rabbi Lezer says, you don't got to start over again. All you got to do is 30 days. Now, you just said that if 30 days is Naziris, the final day, in the middle of the day, you become Tameh. You don't have to start again. So how come if you say 100 days, and the last day became Tameh, you got to start all over again? Or Rabbi Lezer has 30 days. According to you, Rabbi Lezer should say, oh, well, Mitzayim Kekulei, as if you did 100 days. Got to only wait 7 days. Why 30? V'yisagadat ha'sov Rabbi Lezer Mitzayim Kekulei. You tell me the final day we say Mitzayim Kekulei. Then Nista Shiva. Then all you should have to do is wait 7 days. Recount 7 days for Tumah, then 7 days for you here. And that's it. And v'yiloisov ha'mitzayim Kekulei. In fact, we don't understand Rabbi Lezer at all. And if he doesn't believe in Mitzayim Kekulei, like Rav Masna understood, he doesn't believe in it, in Mitzayim Kekulei. Sorry, Rabbi Potter, who understood Rabbi Lezer, he holds that Naziris is only 29 days. And that's why the 30th day, you're not saying anything. If he doesn't believe Mitzayim Kekulei, then list the Kulu. Then the 100th day, you should cancel the whole thing. According to either, it doesn't make sense. Rashi, the first white line, tonight, you know, even according to Bar Pod, if you say 100 days, you mean 100 complete days. Now, the Yitzhak Adat says, Rashi, the Sovereign Rabbi Lezer, Mitzayim Kekulei, Lista Zayin, Vesulai, if he holds according to Rav Master, that really, the Naziris is 30 days, but the last day, Mitzayim Kekulei, so it's 100 days, and the last day should be Mitzayim Kekulei, you should only have to cancel 7 days. So kinit mabiyam kuf tradikvar ovan nizirusa ikrimi came tameh here completed nizirus uludvarecha and according to you that bar pada ilois tamizim kula and according to you bar pada you say you don't believe mizim kula you say nizirus only 29 here the nizirus is 100 so you should cancel the entire 100 list a little kula an entire by my comment and says shloishim the fact that that Rav Lezer says that he only cancels 30 doesn't make sense neither according to bar pada nor according to Rav Master either mizim kula then you should only have to wait 7 days. And if you don't hold Mitzayim Kekulei and it's 100 day Naziris, then you should cancel the whole thing. Says the Gemara, no, le'elam, really, lo'y amrinan, we do not say Mitzayim Kekulei, we don't say Mitzayim Kekulei. We don't say Mitzayim Kekulei. Yihachiv, so, no, if you don't say Mitzayim Kekulei, and there's Naziris the entire 100 days, then why are you canceling 100? Why cancel only 30? Cancel the entire 100, it's part of the Naziris. back to what do you mean? We don't speak the same call. It means even Rav Masna will concede that Rabbi Chachamim agree with me that Nazir is 30 days. I'll agree with you. Rabbi Lezer holds Nazir is 29. So day number 30, if you become tame, you know, all you have to do is wait 7 days because his belief in Nazir is 29. No, and he doesn't believe mitzvah kulei. So therefore, you don't wait 7 days. If you say 100 days and you become tame the 100th day, you don't wait 7 days. But why cancel only 30? Cancel the entire lot. I'll tell you why. Why don't you cancel the entire lot? Amadesh Lakish. Hind the time Rabbi Lezer holds that if you have to recount, you only recount the minimum of the zibur, which is 30 days. Why? Because on Makro, if you look at the pasuk, it says this is what the Nazir has to do. These are the rules of a Nazir. The day that his Nazir is completed, that's when he brings his kabbanis. It says Miloyis when he completes Yimei Nizroi, the day of a Naziris. And we said before, how long is a Naziris? Stam Naziris, 30 days. So HaToyra Omra, Zoyis Toyra. The Toyra is telling you that Nitma B'yoy Miloyis, this is how you read the Pasuk. Zoyis Toyra's HaNazir B'yoy Miloyis. These are the laws of a Nazir on the last day of his Naziris. That if he becomes Tamei, then Yimei Nizroi, all he has to redo is the minimum of a Nazir, which is 30 days. Ten Lay Toyra's Nazir, give him the laws of another 30 days. Rabbi Lezer definitely holds like Bar Potter that Nazir is 29 days. He does not believe in mixing and cooling. But if you said, I'll be a Nazir for 100 days, and the 100th day you become Tamei, then you have to recount. Well, how much do you have to recount? If the last day you became 30 days. If you became Tamei day number 89, 99, you got to start all over again. But B'yei Meloyis, if the last day of your Nazir is, that's when you became Tamei, then you made Nizra. All you give you is 30 days. Rashi. Rashi, la'ilam lois, five lines in a wide line. La'ilam lois, so meaning kula. If I did come in the soy, so I only count for 3 days. Misaye, la'ilam ba'pod, as a proof to the pod, he holds his ears only 29 days. Why do you cancel all of it? I'm going to shlock you any time, but I'm a blessed. Zoyis, traders, and nozzle, but yeah, malays, mean is a. Bain Linazidus Shloishim, Bain Linazidus Meyer, whether Linazidus 30 days, whether 100 days, 10 Loi Toidas Nazir. Give him the Toidas Nazir, the Hainu Shloishim. He knows how much does he have to redo? The minimum of a Nazir, 30 days. I think I'm at Ainu Sayyidus Shloim in 30 days. Back to the Gemara. Let us say that this machleik is a bar poder of masna is actually a machleik is tanoim. What's going on? It says in Pasik that all the days while he's a nazir, he should not take a haircut. Ad meloyes hayamim until he completes his days. Until he completes his days, and take a haircut. Shaman, what do you mean complete yomim days? What's them? 2 days. What do you mean 2 days? Shamani, miyud yomim, shnayim. What's the minimum? When we say days, what's the minimum amount of days? Two. So lechayda, we would think, how long should one be a nazir for? 2 days. Because then the pasuk ad meloyes hayamim, the nazir shouldn't take a haircut until the days are completed. What's days? Two. So we would have thought that the minimum naziris is not 30 days, but 2 days, right? Meloyes hayamim. So how do I know 30? Tam meloyim. Therefore, we say what we had in word before. Kodesh yeh. It says kodesh yeh. The gemat of yeh is 30. It says kodesh yeh gadol peda. That's how long shall we here grow?
Shaila here. Why didn't we bring that 2 pages ago when we had the Indian of kodesh yeh?
Then we brought as amaroyim. Here we have a brisa. I guess I didn't know at the time. Now what? It says a part. Actually, the way Rabbi Yechiel, not because of the gematria. Sorry, he learns kodesh yeh gadol peda, not from the gematria, but he says you have to let the hair grow. How long is the minimum of a hair grow? When did we say that's considered grow? No. What's considered long that we say you got to take a haircut by koinim? We say they got to take a haircut every 30 days because that's when it's long. So it says gadol peda, long hair. We tell another, you need to have long hair. What's long hair? 30 days. So we're learning not from the word yeh, learning the word gadol peda, long hair. Long hair is 3 days. That's how Rabbi Yeshu learns out.
So
Rashi.
We have a different limud in the same Indian for different.
Yeah, not from the word, not from the word yeh,
so
from the word gadol peda.
Learning 7 days is kedagidol.
That's Rabbi Lezer. This is Rabbi Yeshu. The others don't agree. Everyone else says to me, whatever your days you took upon yourself, you got to start all over again. Okay, back to the Rashi. Sorry. Where are we? Okay, back to the Gemara. Not actually said. Back to the Gemara. So what did Rabbi Yehoshua say from the word gadol peda? Comes along Rabbi Yehoshua and says, no. Comes along Rabbi Yehoshua and Naim. Rabbi Yehoshua says, ain't it tzarech? You don't need to learn from that pasuk. It says, ad meloyes hayamim. Until the days are over. Until the days are over. Elu hein yomim shetzichin lemalus. Which days do we have that sometimes are full and sometimes are not full? a month. Sometimes it's 29, sometimes it's 30. So therefore, Rabbi Yenison says, when it says Moloyes Hayamim, days that are considered Moloy, when do we have a Moloy? For example, 7 days. 7 days we will see, it's always 7 days. Every week is always 7 days. If every week is only 7 days, it's never a Moloy. There's no Chasser or Moloy. There's no contrasts. A month can fluctuate. So therefore, when it says in the Pasuk, Moloyes Hayamim, on a group of days, that are Moloy, must be a month, but don't say 30 days. Haviyayim Shloshim, 30 days. Rashi. Because a month of 29.5 days, Pami Shazar Lahashim, meaning Shloshim, so some months are 30 days, some months are 29 days. Lafukisha Yamim shall Esim, take any other group of days. If you say 20 days, it's always 20. Or shall Aboyim 40, Shayin Tzichelim Malo, you never have to complete, you never have to make it up. It's always a fixed number. The mashma tevin is by using yom tzichel malas. It's a group of days that you need to fill from time to time. Which group of days do you need to fill from time to time? A month. Some months are chos, some months are molly. Kama chav test 29. Okay, we'll soon see. So anyway, right? So lechayda. So Rabbi Yeshia sounds like 30 days. Rabbi Yenison sounds like a month. That's 29.5, and sometimes you have to fill it. So we're talking, how many days are we talking about? 29. So my lab, Rav Masna, the Amar Rabbi Yeshia, Masna Rabbi Yeshia has to be 30 days, because God will pay that 30 days. Or Bar Pada, the Amar Rabbi Yenison, Bar Pada, Father Rabbi Yenison, that a group of days that you have to fill. Which group that you have to fill? A group of days at 29.5. So sometimes you have to add to it to make it 30. So, but what is it really? 29. So therefore, it's 29 days. Rashi, Rabbi Yeshia, so the Hayyach Siv Amloiz Adlam and Mashma. Sorry, right to Gemara. Or Rashi says the Gemara, Amalach, Rav Mas will say, both Amoraim don't like to learn that they're arguing on a machlekes tanaim. So Rav Mas will say, look, not only Rabbi Yeshia holds like me, even Rabbi Yenison holds like me. Kuli Amos Shloishim, you need 3 days. But so what's a machlekes Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Yenison? If everyone on 3 days, what's a chilek? If you learn God will pedder, you learn malus. V'hocha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal pligi. They're arguing. When you say till 30, doesn't mean inclusive or not. Rabbi Yeshia saw ad v'loy b'chlal. It says ad malayas. If you're going to learn, Malayas means 30 days, right? A 30-day month. But Ad means till the 30th, and it's only 29. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshia, I can't live my Malayas. I need to live in Gadol Peda, because I know Gadol Peda is 30 days. I hold Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, so I don't want to live from Ad Malayas, I'm going to live from Gadol Peda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, about Ad V'ad B'chlal. Rabbi Yehuda, you say Ad V'ad B'chlal, so I don't need Gadol Peda. I can learn from Ad Malayas, including the 30 days. Okay, Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda says about the Heidrich Siv Ad Malayz Ad Lamigema till 30 Veloy Shloish Bchal not included Loch Yitzchak Gadol Peri Nitzchal Peshe and Gidol Sa Parkos Loishim. We know that we're growing here minimum 30 days. You know what's fascinating? A Koyin, you know, you take a haircut 30 days because that's when hair is long. And how do we know that? How do we know about Koyin 30 days? We learned it from Nazir. And now you tell me how you know about Nazir from Koyin.
But that we just had over here also the same thing where we learned was it today or yesterday? One thing that we learned from the stam nazir is a shloish yom. How do we know that? It's the same. It's the same.
The length of hair should be standard days, don't regardless who it is.
Talk about average. We always look at law of averages. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Rabbi Chava, well, it's a chalam megadol pei. Don't need a day. Ilam ad malai. So yom naftel not. He's more vital." Oh, Mama, you just said, let me ask you a question. You just said, E-Elu, which are the days? Hen Yom and Shilama, which are the days that fluctuate and you have to add? Havi Eimish Leishi, you told me a month, right? 3 days a month. Let me ask you, what's Shabbos every week? You have to make 7 days. And what is the Shabbos? Mi'ikin Chzirusa. Shabbos never fluctuates, not volatile. It's always 7 days. You don't never have to sit there and calculate and let me make something up. Rashi, the aim of Shabbos, Kadei Shavua, a week. Habistam Naziris. Maybe Naziris is a week. The Habishish Yamim, also Yen Shri. Look at every week. You have 6 days. Come Shabbos and tops it up. Every week has a filler, and that's Shabbos. Omimal Shavua completes the week. The aim of Ad Malays, so Yamim Ad Malays will come. Right now, the more thing Malays means completes. Completes. Every week is completed by Shabbos. Simura answers, no. We're talking about that it's, something is missing and you have to make it up. In a week, nothing is missing. Shabbos is the week I'm missing that. That's part of the week. Every week you always have a Shabbos. Lashi mikach serusa. The boy Ashlomin has to be completed. Kulu shvur ki hadodinu. All the weeks are the same. Shum hachil lekel meimad ayri bukra. We can't say that the pasuk is talking about when it says that a nozir has to be malayis hayomim. It means only 7 days. Avo chodesh, but it comes to a month. The ikach serusa. There's something missing. 29.5. Hilcha chasa v'ikam malay. Some months are chasa malay. Ikal meimah hayl chodesh udazikra. Okay, says Gemara. The Ema Shana, maybe it's a year. A year is also like this year, we're having an Ibiyar. Some years are 355, 354, 353, some years an Ibiyar. Why can't it maybe be a whole year you have to be an Azar? You say Maloy is a Yamim when the year is made up. The Ema Shana, maybe a year. Zograshi, Shetzicha Lemalais. That also you have to fill, because the years, in order to equally, forget about the Ibiyar, even to equal the years, some years you have more months, 30 days, some years you have less months, 30 days. Like sometimes Kislev is, you know, Malay and Chas and all that. Sometimes it's 353 days, and think about it, when you count a year, nobody counts the year by the days. A year is a year. When you say a year, you don't say 353 days, 34 days. You never negate to the days. Rashi. Me, you be counted by days. Nobody counts the year by the days. Hachaksiv ad meloyes. Here it says ad meloyes. Hayamim chaydish udaminyan liyamim. Which months go by days? That's how you decide the chaydish. Shum hachamin and the beshloishin of chaydish aydikrab. We're talking about something that the days matter, which is a month. Avaloy lishana shayimoy liyam elachadashi. Nobody counts the year by the days. He counts the year by the 12 months. Back to the Gemara. For the Gemara, but Rabbanan the Kesari, Rabbanan Amri, they say Menayin she'ain moinin yamim l'shanim, because we take to learn out. How do you know when it comes to a year we don't look at the days at all? Shenemar it says l'chotche hashana, that this month Nisan is the first month of chotche hashana, which tells us how do you look at a year, how do you count a year by the months. Chadoshim mechashvin l'shanim v'lo yamim l'shanim. When you look at a year, you look at the months. You don't look at the days. And when the Torah says Yimloyes Hayamim, it's something that needs to be filled, but works by days. There's only two things that need to be filled. Either a month, from month to month, you got to sometimes fill it, and a year. But year doesn't go by days. It goes by months. So therefore, must be talking about Chodesh. That's how we know. So this is nothing to do with Gematria year. This is Gadol Pera, or thing. Not before the Gemara, we had year, which is so easy. Okay. And that's why, for example, if the year is short, we need to add to the year. We don't add days. We add a whole month. Or the Sheni.
Well, you wait until you're...
Because that's how we fill the year. We never fill the year by days. We fill the year by months. Ibiyot.
Is that
the
year?
Okay.